Chapter 36. Sonny had supper with Jen at the Union Street Bar and Grill in the South End, across from the cathedral. Several people recognized Jen and pointed her out to companions. When they came out, Sonny saw the stalker lingering across the street near the sheltered bus stop. Sonny paid him no attention. She patted her left thigh as if in time to music and gave the valet her ticket. As she got into the car, she glanced in her side-view mirror and saw Spike get out of his car 2 blocks back on Washington Street. She smiled, and when the valet closed the door for Jen, she put the car in gear and drove away without looking back. "I need to swing by my place," Sonny said, "before I drop you off." Jen nodded. She sat with her head back against the car seat and her eyes closed.
"What's your ex-husband like?" Jen said.
Sonny thought about it. "Richie's father and uncle run a mob," she said.
"They're gangsters?"
"Yes."
"How about him?"
"I'm not sure."
"You were married to him," Jen said. "You maybe still love him, and you're not sure?"
"I don't think Richie is even sure."
"Is he a criminal?" Jen said.
"No," Sonny said. "I don't believe that he is. But he is very loyal to his father and his uncle.
Even if it means being a... you know, illegal?"
"Yes."
"How do you feel about that?" Jen said.
"It scares me," Sonny said. She turned right off the northbound surface road and onto the Summer Street Bridge. Fort Point Channel was thick and dark beneath them.
"But," Sonny said, "I guess I understand. I'm quite close to my father."
"I envy you that," Jen said.
"You don't have family?
Or you're not close?"
"Not close," Jen said.
"What is he like, Richie? I mean, to be with."
"He's nearly impervious," Sonny said. "Very contained. Quiet. But there's something going on in there. Something that you think might explode someday."
"At you?"
"No," Sonny said. "Not at me."
"Sounds a little like Jesse," Jen said.
"Yes," Sonny said. "He is rather like Jesse.
Jesse's so controlled, but you know that he has something very dangerous in there."
"Dangerous to you?" Sonny said.
Jen opened her eyes and looked at Sonny and smiled.
"No," she said. "Not to me."
They parked on the street in front of Sonny's building.
"It's exciting, isn't it?" Sonny said.
"Exciting?" Jen said.
"Yes. Having that kind of power."
Jen stared at her. The interior of the car was dimly lit by the street lamps. Sonny couldn't see Jen's face very well.
"I never quite thought of it that way," Jen said after a time. "But yes, to be with someone who is dangerous but would never be dangerous to you."
"So why are we both divorced?" Sonny said.
"I don't know. I wish to God I did know. He's like the one necessity in my life. He's all I have for family. I know he loves me. I would trust him with my life."
"But," Sonny said,
"but I can't stay with him. I can't be faithful to him. When I try, I get claustrophobic."
"And you don't know why?" Sonny said.
"No." "Do you?"
"No," Sonny said.
"We're working on it."
"We?"
"My shrink and I," Sonny said.
"Oh, God," Jen said. "I spend half my salary on shrinks."
"If at first you don't succeed," Sonny said.
They got out of the car and went into Sonny's building.